This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. The emotional labelling trap, how body language gets misread as irrational rather than assertive. Why your posture and gestures get judged before your words ever land. In short, body language that signals strength and conviction is routinely misread as emotional or irrational, especially when it comes from someone the room does not expect to be forceful. The misread happens at the level of perception, not intent. Assertive posture, steady eye contact, and deliberate gestures can all trigger the emotional labelling reflex in observers who carry unconscious bias. The signal itself is not the problem. The filter it passes through is strategic positioning, applied before the physical stakes rise, is the most reliable way to protect how your body language is read. Definition: body language misread occurs when assertive physical signals, including posture, gesture, eye contact, and physical proximity, are interpreted as emotionality or irrationality rather than confidence and authority, due to the perception filters and social expectations of the observer. There is a moment I have watched play out in boardrooms, hallways, and tense one-to-one conversations more times than I can count. Someone sits forward, plants their hands on the table, holds steady eye contact, and speaks with measured force. Their body language is precise, controlled, deliberate, and the person across from them thinks she is upset. Not she is serious, not she is right. Upset. The body language is misread before the argument is even processed, and from that point on, the content of what was said barely matters. What I want to examine in this article is why that misread happens, how it works at the level of physical signals and perception filters, and, most importantly, what you can do to stop it from costing you. Why the same posture reads differently depending on who holds it. Most people understand body language at a surface level. Crossed arms mean defensiveness. Eye contact means confidence. Leaning forward shows engagement. These are the basics, and they are not entirely wrong, but the surface understanding misses something important. The same posture does not carry the same meaning for every person who holds it. A man who stands tall, speaks a volume, and holds an unflinching gaze is read as authoritative. A woman who does precisely the same thing risks being read as aggressive, emotional, or difficult. The body language itself is identical. The interpretation is not. This is what I call the perception gap, a concept I introduce in Say It Right Every Time. For women, the distance between the signal you send and the interpretation your audience receives after filtering it through their own social expectations and bias. The gap is widest when the physical signal is strong, and when the person sending it does not fit the observer's unconscious template of who is allowed to be forceful. Here is the truth of it. The gap does not close on its own, and ignoring it does not make it disappear. It just means you keep paying the cost without understanding why. How the emotional labelling reflex gets triggered by physical signals. Emotional labelling, as I outline in Chapter 1 of Say It Right Every Time for Women, is the reflex by which an observer dismisses a valid point. Not because of its content, but because of the tone or physical presentation of the person making it. It is insidious in the context of body language, because it operates at a level below conscious reasoning. When someone watches a speaker, they are reading physical signals constantly: the set of the jaw, the position of the hands, the speed of a gesture, the steadiness of a gaze. Under normal conditions, those signals are processed alongside the words being spoken. But when bias is active, the physical signal becomes a lens that colours everything that follows. A forward lean that signals conviction gets logged as agitation. A voice that rises in emphasis gets registered as emotional volatility. A sharp, deliberate gesture that marks a critical point in an argument gets read as someone losing control. None of these readings are accurate. All of them stick. The reason they stick is that emotional labelling is nearly impossible to defend against in the moment. If you soften your posture to avoid the label, you appear less credible. If you push back on the interpretation verbally, you appear defensive, which only reinforces the label. You face what I describe in Say It Right Every Time for Women as the double bind, the impossible choice between being seen as too soft or too strong. This is the friction reality of strong body language for those who face a biased filter. You can learn more about what happens physiologically in these high-pressure moments by reading What is the Amygdala Hijack? And How Does It Escalate Workplace Tension in High-Pressure Moments? Because the observer's own stress response can amplify how they misread physical signals under pressure. What the misread actually looks like in a room. Let me give you a specific picture, because this matters more than theory. A project manager presents a risk assessment in a team meeting. The data is serious, so she is serious. Her posture is grounded and upright. She makes sustained eye contact with the key decision makers at the table. She speaks at a pace that matches the weight of what she is saying. And when she reaches the core finding, she places her hand flat on the table for emphasis. She is not angry. She is precise. Afterwards, two people in that room describe her as clearly frustrated and a bit emotional about the whole thing. One of them suggests the team should wait until she's calmed down before making a decision. There had been no emotion in her presentation. There had been data, a clear risk assessment, and a specific ask. But the physical signals, the forward lean, the eye contact, the deliberate hand gesture, had been filtered through an expectation that someone presenting with that intensity must be emotionally compromised. This is the exact pattern captured in Say It Right Every Time for women. She had raised a valid business concern. He had heard concern. The body language becomes the story. The argument is no longer evaluated on its merits. Nonverbal communication in tense situations explores how this dynamic intensifies when the emotional temperature of a room is already high, and why the misread accelerates when everyone is under pressure. The physical signals most likely to trigger the misread. Not all assertive body language carries equal risk of being mislabeled. After decades of watching this play out, I have noticed certain signals consistently draw the wrong interpretation when the observer's filter is active. Sustained and broken eye contact reads as dominance or aggression in a room that does not expect forcefulness from this particular person, even though the same gaze reads as confidence from someone else. Deliberate, sharp hand gestures that mark key points in an argument get interpreted as signs of emotional escalation rather than rhetorical emphasis. A forward lean paired with a raised voice triggers the upset reading almost automatically, regardless of whether the voice was raised for emphasis or volume in a noisy room. Stillness and composure under pressure can, counterintuitively, also be misread. When someone refuses to soften, smile, or apologize for being direct, the composure itself can be read as coldness or hostility. What ties all of these together is that they are all signals of conviction. They communicate, "I mean this," but when filtered through bias, "I mean this" becomes "I cannot control this." Understanding how conflict behaves during meetings gives you useful context here, because the meeting room is where body language misreads do their most visible damage. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Why most people cannot see the misread happening. There are two reasons the emotional labelling trap is so hard to catch in real time. The first is that the observer does not know they are doing it. The misread feels like accurate perception to them. They believe they are responding to what they actually saw, and in one sense there they did see forward posture and sustained eye contact. The problem is in what they concluded from those signals, and that conclusion arrived below the level of deliberate thought. The second reason is that the person being misread is really told directly. The label gets applied inside conversations, in the way follow-up decisions are framed, or in the quiet sidelining of the argument. You do not always know you have been labelled. You just notice that the case you made clearly, calmly, and with full command of the fact somehow did not land. And if you're carrying the invisible weight of a biased filter, you may have spent years wondering what you did wrong, when the problem was never your signal. It was the system the signal passed through. Strategic positioning. Protecting your body language before it gets misread. The most reliable tool I know for preventing the emotional labelling reflex is what I call strategic positioning, outlined in Chapter 3 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. Strategic positioning is the discipline of framing a conversation and your role in it before your physical presence can be interpreted through someone else's bias. Think of it this way. Before your body language becomes the story, you set the frame. You tell the room, with words, what kind of signal they are about to receive. Then, when the signal arrives, it lands inside your frame rather than theirs. A direct statement, before you deliver a difficult message, does exactly this. "I'm going to be direct here, because I'm serious about getting this right for the team." That sentence changes the interpretive lens. The forward lean and eye contact that follow are now read as seriousness and commitment, because you name them first. Without the frame, those same physical signals are left unanchored, and the observer fills the gap with their own assumptions. The script from Chapter 3 makes the mechanism clear instead of letting your passion show and hoping for the best, try. I'm going to be direct here because I'm passionate about getting this right for our customers. The feedback we are seeing in the data indicates a serious risk to our brand reputation, and I believe we need to address it head on. That framing transforms the physical energy that follows from a perceived loss of control into an act of professional conviction. The core framework is the foundational grounding practice that supports this kind of composure. I recommend reading how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation before your next high-stakes moment, because a grounded body is far harder to misread than a tense one. Strategic positioning also applies when you need to reclaim the floor after an interruption. Rather than raising your voice, which confirms emotional reading, you frame physically and verbally at the same time a slight, unhurried raised hand, direct eye contact, and a calm statement. I want to finish my thought to give everyone the full context. The body language is authoritative. The verbal frame tells the room exactly how to interpret it. When the misread happens in feedback conversations, the emotional labeling trap has particular force in feedback and performance conversations, and the body language dimension is one most people overlook entirely. When a woman delivers direct, structured feedback, the precision of her physical delivery can itself be misread. A steady and smiling face that communicates seriousness gets read as harshness. A clear, measured voice that does not soften with qualifiers gets read as coldness. The feedback may be entirely accurate and fair, but the physical delivery of it passes through the harshness penalty, a concept I address in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time for Women. The SBI framework situation, behavior, impact is the best protection I know against this misread in feedback contexts, because it keeps the physical frame anchored to observable fact rather than personal judgment. When your body language is delivering a data-driven case, in our last three meetings, I noticed you have not spoken up, and the impact is that the team is missing your perspective. The physical signals that accompany it are harder to label as emotional. The structure of the words creates a container for the body language. You can explore the full application of this approach and how the SBI method reduces tension when giving corrective feedback to a team member, and in how to use the SBI method to address tension-causing behavior without triggering a defensive shutdown. When you receive feedback and feel a defensive reaction beginning to show in your body, the core approach detailed in how to use the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction gives you a concrete method for managing what your body communicates before the misread takes hold. What you can do differently starting now. The emotional labeling trap is not something you dismantle by softening your body language. Softening costs you credibility and confirms the bias that you need managing. The goal is to protect the accurate reading of your physical signals, not to suppress them. Three practices make the biggest difference. Frame your physical intensity verbally before it arrives. Name your purpose, your passion, or your seriousness in one direct sentence before you deliver the high-stakes content. This is strategic positioning in its simplest form, and it changes the interpretive lens before your body language has the chance to be mislabeled. Ground your posture before the temperature rises. A grounded physical presence is harder to misread than a reactive one. Sitting back slightly, slowing your gestures, and letting a brief pause precede your most important statements all communicate deliberation rather than agitation. The signals still carry force. They just carry it differently. Use structured frameworks to anchor physical delivery. When your words follow a clear structure like SBI or a specific positioning script, where body language is read as purposeful rather than uncontrolled, the structure of the communication gives the room a frame for the physicality. This much I know for certain: competence without communication is invisible, and communication that gets filtered through bias before it is heard costs you authority you have already earned. The body language misread is not your failure, but managing the frame around it is within your power, and that power is worth every ounce of practice you give it. Frequently asked questions. What is body language misread as emotional? Body language misread as emotional occurs when assertive physical signals, such as a forward lean, steady eye contact, or deliberate gestures, are interpreted as irrationality or aggression rather than confidence. The misread happens not because the signals are wrong, but because a perception filter distorts how they are received. Why does assertive body language get misread in the workplace? Assertive body language gets misread because observers filter physical signals through social expectations and unconscious bias. When someone does not fit the perceived norm of who should be commanding or forceful, the same posture that reads as confidence in one person reads as agitation or emotionality in another. How does the emotional labelling trap affect body language? The emotional labelling trap causes observers to dismiss strong physical presence as irrationality rather than authority. Once the label is applied, it overrides the content of what is being said. The body language becomes the story, and the actual argument is no longer heard on its merits. What is strategic positioning in body language? Strategic positioning means framing your physical presence and intent before delivering your core message, so the room reads your body language inside the context you set rather than through their default bias. It is a preparation discipline, not a performance, and it works before a single heated word is spoken. How can you prevent your body language from triggering emotional labelling? You prevent the emotional labelling reflex by anchoring your intent verbally before your physicality intensifies. Naming your purpose, slowing deliberate gestures, and grounding your posture before a tense moment ensures that observers interpret your physical presence as purposeful rather than reactive. Does body language matter more than the words you use? In high stakes or tense moments, body language often registers before words are processed. When someone is watching for signs of emotional instability, a clenched jaw or sharp forward lean can confirm that suspicion before a single sentence finishes. The physical signal sets the interpretive frame. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.